If you've been listening to American pop radio in the past, I don't know, 5 months, you've heard this song. Enrique Iglesias, alongside Bailando by Spanish singer Enrique Iglesias, debuted at number one on the Latin streaming charts. Before long, Iglesias released a Spanglish version of the song, and that broke into the American pop charts. 21 weeks later, it's holding steady at number 15. You look at me and girl, you take me to another place. Gary Trust is Billboard's Associate Director of Charts and Radio.
Enrique himself told Billboard that even he thinks there's something, the word he used was addictive, about this song. It's romantic, it's sensual, it's I think addictive is actually a perfect word to use for how the song totally comes together.
Of course, Spanglish crossover isn't new. It just doesn't happen very often.
They happen occasionally. Shakira has had some crossover hits with La Tortura back in 2005. La Bamba back in 1987. And that, of course, goes back to Ritchie Valens. Decades before that, Macarena, 1996, as much as people might chuckle at that song now. It was a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 14 weeks.
Bailando crept into American markets last February by way of Latin radio stations in Miami. It got a ton of airtime, and it scored high on Shazam and iTunes. So Republic Records guessed that Bailando would survive the leap from the Latin market to the American market, but they added a rap by Sean Paul, just to be safe. Baby girl, you're the bomb, Bailando has rocked other Latino hubs like New York and Los Angeles. It's even taken hold in the Midwest.
For it to be working there again is another sign that the song really doesn't seem to have any boundaries at this point.
Of course, you have to wonder if Bailando is just the latest Macarena or Rico Suave, meaning will it be another 1 to 6 years before the next Spanglish crossover? Have things really changed? Gary Trust thinks they have.
The Latin American audience is rising, and I would think as that audience grows, it would make perfect sense that music targeted to that audience would cross over as well.
Today, a quarter of this country's youth is Latino. Even now, the market is so diverse, Latino artists don't have to pick just one language, or even two. There are actually 4 versions of Bailando out there, including a couple in Portuguese. But hang on a second. Enrique Iglesias, he's been on the scene for almost 20 years. How is he getting the whole nation dancing? Gary Trust says, never underestimate Enrique.
I don't think it's even that surprising that Enrique is having a hit now this big, 15 years into his career. The guy never ages. Apparently he must age, but he doesn't look like he's aged. That must be a wonderful thing to have that trait.
This week, the Spanglish Bailando is number 15 on Billboard's Hot 100. I need to close up. Keep me begging, keep me hoping that the night don't stop. And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. I'm at ARUNRATH. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.